When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast with Kent. It is Friday, July 9th, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry, Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best dentist that there is. I called him 28 years ago. You should do it today. Become a patient. He, like I said, the best. 317-849-2933 is the number. How about this shirt? This shirt, with this background, it looks like I'm a disembodied head. It looks like I'm chroma keyed into some kind of luxurious tropical background. Why? Jimmy Buffet, tomorrow night at Ruoff, the first live concert inside the amphitheater at Ruoff Music Center in almost 2 years. The last one, I think, was the Outlaw Music Festival that I went to. It was Willie Nelson, Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, and others. It was fantastic. Tomorrow night, Jimmy Buffett. I'm going to try tomorrow night at Ruoff. I'm going to try to be the old white guy who's not really drunk and obnoxious. I'm going to try to be that guy. You should try to be that guy, too, if you're going to the show. Let's compare kickers. All right, people are wigging out about Rodrigo Blankenship being the kicker this coming year for the Indianapolis Colts, saying, you know what, he can't make them beyond 50. Granted, he was one of three from beyond 50. That's a pretty damn small sample size. I think Rodrigo Blankenship's going to be fine. Let's compare him to the guy that the Colts have brought in to kind of push Rodrigo a little bit. Eddie Pinheiro was the kicker for the Bears a couple of years ago. Blankenship, 33 of 39 overall, including the playoffs. Pinheiro was 23 of 38. So similar in terms of make percentage. From 50, Blankenship 1 of 3, Pinheiro 2 of 2. Also a very small sample size. Do you think that because Pinheiro was 2 of 2, that somehow he isn't ever going to miss from beyond 50? How about from 40 to 49? Blankenship 9 of 11, Pinheiro 3 of 7. All right? How about touchbacks on kickoffs? Those are important. Blankenship, a 65% touchback percentage, Pinheiro 50. I'm not saying Blankenship has a howitzer for a leg. He's not Greg the Leg, the kicker for the Cowboys. Greg Zuerlein is unbelievable. He can hit it harder than anybody in the NFL. However, Rodrigo Blankenship is going to make many more than he misses from inside of 50 and probably inside of 53, 54 yards. That's where you win games. Very rarely do you win a game because a guy hit a field goal from beyond 55 yards. Rodrigo Blankenship is fine. He does not bother me. And if you're weirded out by the rec specs, you have got to remember, specs are to correct faulty vision, not to cause them. They are not representative of a guy who's trying to cloud his ability to see the uprights. He's trying to fix it with the rec specs. He has better vision because of the rec specs, not in spite of them. All right, let's talk about Marquette's Dawson Garcia, who's now transferring. He had declared for the NBA draft, withdrew from the draft, and now he is a transfer headed to North Carolina. North Carolina fans think they're going to win the national championship because Dawson Garcia is transferring to their school. Dawson Garcia as a freshman was good enough to get Steve Wojciechowski fired. Marquette last year, they were 13-14, 8-11 in the Big East. Dawson Garcia does not fix basketball teams. I'm not saying he breaks them, but he doesn't fix them. He doesn't cause them great lift. So you might think he got the best front court in college basketball other than Gonzaga. You know what? The truth is likely to fall just a little bit short of that. Don't get all excited. Purdue's Zach Edey, he was terrific this morning as his native Canada beat Spain in the U19 World Cup. He had 24 points, 15 rebounds. Canada beat Spain 81-77. The United States, they play at 11 this morning against Senegal. If you can't beat Senegal, what are we doing? American basketball. I know they're showing up too. And maybe they got big, tall, lanky guys. But it's Senegal. If I can't point it out on a map, I have no idea where Senegal is. I assume it's an African nation. But I don't know. If you gave me a globe, I can't point to Senegal. And if you can't point it out, you got to be able to beat it in international sports, regardless of what the sport is. That's Kent's rule of geography. Geographic sports wisdom this morning from me. All right, Suns won game two, 118-110. They went 20 of 40 from beyond the arc. You go 20 of 40 from beyond the arc, you're going to win games. You allow teams defensively to go 20 of 40 from beyond the arc, you're going to get your ass beat. That's Kent's rule of basketball. 20 threes against a team that hit nine. Not so good. Giannis Antetokounmpo was really, really good last night with 42 and 12, but he missed seven free throws. Those seven free throw misses, not helpful. You got to be able to make free throws. Cubs and game three, as though you want to watch that. You want to watch the Suns and the Bucks play basketball, you're going to be able to a third time Sunday night at 8 o'clock on ABC. Enjoy yourself. By the way, Sunday is 7-Eleven day. We don't have 7-Elevens in central Indiana, so we don't get to go get like a free smoothie or something. Free slushy or a free one of those corroded hot dogs on the little spindles that spin for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and have hair encrusted all over them, and you buy one and your stomach doesn't feel right for about 3 weeks. That's what you get on 7-Eleven day. I hope you enjoy it. I don't miss them here. Although in Chicago we had super big gulps, 44 ounces. Get a big giant Coke, fill it at the fountain, drink about half of it, fill it, buy the thing for, what, 69 cents, and pour all that corrosive acid down your esophagus into your stomach. Good luck with that. Enjoy. Anyway, speaking of Chicago area 7-Elevens, the one at Belmont and Racine, which I used to frequent with Toothless Maureen. Toothless Maureen had good teeth, one half of her mouth, the other half, not so many. Summer teeth. Summer here, summer there. Anyway, we'd go there and then go to Wrigley Field to watch Cubs and hope that they were going to win. Last night, I'm sure a lot of people went to Wrigley Field hoping that the Cubs were going to win. The Cubs failed to show up. They sleptwalked through another game. Offensively, they were effing terrible. The pitcher for the Phillies was named Effin last night, the starting pitcher. So the Cubs being effing terrible, say it's a kind of that sort of play on words. Cubs beat last night 8-0. Time to sell. Jed Hoyer acknowledged it in the media yesterday. He said his job has completely changed over the last 2 weeks. Yes, it has changed. Cubs have gone from being in first place to being tied for third with the Cardinals. They are 9.5 back of the Brewers. It is time to blow it up. I am tired of watching Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Javi Baez. I'm even tired of watching Craig Kimbrell, who has been unbelievably good this year. Andrew Chafin, he's got to go too. He's going to be a free agent. Time to sell it for parts and build what you can for 22, 23, 24, 25. Let's go. Let's get good again. Let's get guys who are enthusiastic about playing baseball. This was a really fun team to watch. In 2015, 2016, they had great energy. They played with great verve. And now they play like, you know what, we got to go to work. They're making the donuts at 5 in the morning. That's what the Cubs look like they're doing every single day they play. And it's driving me bananas. So let's blow it up, hold these guys accountable, send them packing, sign your big money free agent deals, and get overpaid to play baseball without enthusiasm. Do it, but you're not going to do it on my TV, as I pay about $8 a month for Marquee and that Fox Sports package. Tired of it. Celebrating birthdays today, Richard Greenfield, happy birthday, Jeremiah Morrell, Al Knabel, Todd Meinen, happy birthday, the great Tyler Houston, former Chicago Cub, Tommy Hamilton's wife, Tammy Hamilton, the wife of Bobby Hamilton, celebrating a birthday. Bobby said, "Can you please wish my beautiful wife a happy birthday today?" I said, "Of course." Lawrence Colbert, it's spelled C-O-L-B-E-R-T. I'm not sure whether it's pronounced like Stephen, the late night host who used to be funny, but he's now political, or like Nate Colbert, who played back in the day for the San Diego Padres. I will err on the side of caution and refer to Lawrence as Colbert. Bud Petty, happy birthday, the great Scott Swan at Channel 13, celebrating a birthday. Nancy Capsalis, happy birthday. And Trish Foco Wagner, celebrating a birthday. Trish, one of the sweetest people that I went to high school with, a wonderful person. I hope she's well. I hope she's happy. I hope she enjoys her day. I hope you do, too. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That is best done with an honest and specific compliment. If you're going out to Ruoff tomorrow night, if you're putting on a shirt like this that really kind of, it doesn't clash. It vibes greatly with the background, right? If you're going to be one of those guys out at Jimmy Buffett tomorrow night at Ruoff, behave like a human being. If you talk to the vendors at Ruoff and you say, "Hey, what kind of crowd's the worst behaved?" They all look at you like this. They go, "Buffett, the worst. The people who come to Buffett are absolutely the worst." Don't be the worst. Be the best. Treat people nicely. Be human beings. We'll talk to you a little bit later today. We're going to do something fun later today, live from Wolfie's at Geist. We are going to talk about the best of Indiana University basketball playing the best of Indiana Pacers basketball. Who would win that matchup? So it's like Isaiah Thomas, not from 1981, but from about 87, 88, going up against, you know, Mark Jackson or whoever at the point, right? And then does Larry Bird play for IU because he was a student there for a couple of weeks? I don't know. We'll make that decision this afternoon. It's going to have a profound effect, right, on the winner of that seven-game series between the Pacers and the Hoosiers. We'll do that later this afternoon.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.